I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with that buffed up, getting ready to compete, special needs, super millennial, David Barreto, special needs because he's prepping his diet, giving us the millennial perspective. I don't mean you're a special needs kid, but you are kind of right now.
I know you were taking a chance at that.
You know, so how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man.
Talk to me. Tell this audience how you're feeling and what you're going through, please. What is the function? Every time we record, I want to hear it. Where are you?
I'm here. I'm surviving.
But what are you doing right now? What part of the prep are you in?
Right now, I'm at the phase where we start up in the water. Right before we start, we're up in the sodium, up in the water, right before we go down to low to no carbs.
So right now, you're how many gallons of water?
Today would be the 2 gallon mark.
And how much sodium?
Oh God, it's upsetting to say, but I'm at 4,500 grams a day.
There you go. So, and it's great. Let's talk to them. Teach these people what you're going through. That feels really good when you have all that sodium and water in your body, doesn't it?
No. Oh my God, no. You know, it's funny when you think about it, because like when I was just eating, just to eat, you know, out fast food, things like that, I don't think about how much sodium's in that food. And now consciously putting that much salt and sodium and things, I'm like, wow, this is kind of ridiculous. So I decided to look up some of the foods that I used to eat in the past. I was way over 4,500.
Oh, easily.
It made complete sense why I felt
your one trip to McDonald's was over 4,500. Yeah. You know? So it's really interesting, because the process where David is now, everything he does from this day on, every single day will be different, all for 1 minute to be on stage in the morning and 2 minutes at night for 3 minutes. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Great sport. Whoever got you into that sport should be kicked in the head. So yeah, this week,
afterwards,
this week, our topic is setting the target. And today's Connection Thursday, we're going to have a discussion called Following the Heart's Compass. You ready for this one?
Sounds deep.
So we live our life through our heart. Do you understand that statement?
I believe so.
Okay, let's get into it. So if you're in the state of restriction, base energy, fear, you are living through a restricted heart. See, the heart is maintaining a low vibration in the red zone energies. The heart is supporting the mind through its variance. This is how you feel the program activated in the mind. And the emotion felt through the heart is what drives your behavior. You may declare how frustrated and angry you are. You're living through a restricted heart. You may declare how sad and depressed you feel. You are living through a restricted heart. You will feel anxious, worried, tense, trapped. You are creating a reality from the vibration of fear set through living life through the restricted heart based in fear energy. Do you understand it now?
Yes.
So when life is lived through the heart of restriction, the vital force energy becomes depleted, and the frequency of the body is lowered, and the body becomes diseased. The mind becomes stuck in stress and chaos, and the life experience is set in a subjective reality of struggle and suffering. So we build our reality through our vibration. The heart sets your vibration. And if the heart is set in restriction, base energy fear, the vibration of fear will work like a magnet, and it will bring into your reality exactly what you fear. Your thoughts.
Yeah, I always thought it was interesting, as the more I worried about a certain thing, the more it happened to me, the more I just kind of like let it go and kind of, you know, do what I can in situations, seeing how the things that I used to be worried about didn't come into my life as often, or I didn't even notice it kind of went in and went out without me having some big story attached to it.
And when you start to really look at it, well, we have to understand this lesson today, because we all live our lives through our heart. Now, the pendulum of fear is love. This is moving into the state of expansion based energy courage. When we live through the heart of expansion, that's the pendulum of the heart of restriction, our lives become transformed. See, when you become alert, focused, slow down, the heart opens up. Scientifically, this is the connection of the vagus nerve. The heart sets the body and mind into 200 courage energy. This connection to the heart is where we also connect to our purpose. Living through the heart of expansion increases the body's frequency and vibration. When you live your life through the expansion heart, the vital force within increases. The heart and expansion will increase vibration from 200 courage, which is the base energy of the expansion state, to 250 neutrality. So you see, when you're living through the heart, it will raise the variance, it will raise the vibration. And when you're living through the heart in neutrality, this is where true transformation begins. Mm-hmm. Here, the heart's compass is pointing to the target of the purple zone energies on top of the mountain. That target is your true light. You have any comments on that before I go on?
No, it makes sense. It's deep, but it makes sense.
We're going to get deeper. I haven't done one in a while on Thursday, but I'm doing it today. So with the heart now in expansion, the expansion heart in 250 neutrality, you now become explorative and open. And you're open to letting go of the ego, the program identity. While the ego will attempt to pull the heart back into the state of restriction using fear, the heart set in expansion at 250 neutrality creates flexibility and motivated behavior. And this motivated behavior is to let go of the old identity, which is letting go of your old reality that was your life. This is where transformation begins. Now, fact, if you cannot get into the 250 neutrality energy, you will not transform. You will fall back into the restriction heart, which is the comfort zone, and you'll fall back into fear. You'll fall back into the red zone. Now, as you live through the expansion heart, the frequency and the vibration of the vital force increases. Now it increases to 310 willingness. When the heart is set in this energy, the heart goes to work to put your life and your reality into expansion. Remember, we build our reality through our vibration. The 310 willingness vibration is the shift state. The heart variance expands the energy, and you are living through the heart. You are ready to listen, bringing down the death effect. You are willing to learn, willing to release the old identity and old belief systems, and you are able to do. Now, this is important. Here, the heart begins to pull double duty. In the expansion state of 310 willingness, the old programs, the programmed identity, the ego, is released through the heart. So not only are you expanding your environment, your energy, your vibration, your vital force, and climbing the mountain, you're releasing the old. It's pulling double duty. Everything's released through the heart. We live our life through the heart. Now, with the heart expansion in this state, you can now rest in the heart. You can relax the mind. It means you're relaxing the ego and the thoughts. And you can release the lower energies, anything that's activated, and you can respond to to objective reality through the expansion heart. So are you understanding me so far?
Yeah, the thing that I would say for this past year, because this year is the year that I've had the most transformation, I realized that the flexibility and being in neutrality was the biggest thing apart. You know, I was just going to experience it and do what I had to do. But I realized as I was going through it, I wasn't holding on to stuff like I used to in the past. I used to say all those things about can't eat carbs. I was a big guy, all these things. I stopped saying that. And eventually, like now I couldn't say it and believe it. You know, before when I said it, that was truth for me. That was the reality that I had. And now, like, if I say it, it feels like a joke almost. Like,
it's because not, you're not defending and attacking it. It's released. And you have to understand, that's the natural process of the 310 shift state. That's the living in expansion heart. The heart moves the expansion energy from there to even a higher vibration. And your reality and your behavior expands into the 350 energy of acceptance. Mm-hmm. Now the vital force is stronger. The frequency in the body is raising. Living through the heart of expansion brings your life into harmony with the connection of head, heart, and hand. You're living through the heart of 350 acceptance puts you into objective reality and deep into the now. And as the heart will now be set in the now, it no longer is blocked by the ego and fear. And now the heart naturally moves into this expansion of the 400 reason energy. When you move into that expansion, you live through the expansion heart. You are embracing life as it presents. You drop labels. You master the self, the ego. And the reality set through the expansion heart frequency, vibration, creates a reality of wonder, enrichment, and increased vital force that will enhance your intuition and your radiance. And this is the high frequency we discussed in health huddles when the pathogens can no longer invade the body. It's a part of health that nobody in the health field talks about. It's the frequency that the body is operating in. So you're understanding me so far as this, we're living in this expansion heart, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you live through expansion heart, your vibration brings in the most incredible opportunities, people, and higher messages. See, living life through expansion heart moved the fear pendulum, the pendulum of fear in the red zone, to love and the purple zone. So the climbing of the mountain is your life journey. That's your life journey. Yet, in truth, it's actually your soul's journey. To move from living life through the heart in restriction and fear to moving to living through the heart into expansion, the expansion heart is your journey. The deeper this journey is connected to your purpose, the deeper this journey is connected to your values, the deeper you will go into gratitude and forgiveness. You just live that way. You are always in conflict resolution. And this will lead you to the purple zone energies of 500 love, 540 joy, and 600 peace. These purple zone energies are the energies of faith. These are your faith energies. Remember this. Fear and faith cannot coexist. Your thoughts so far, David?
Yeah, I think the big part of like rooting it into everything that you do is important, because I think for people who have something that they're interested, proud of, passionate about, things like that, they root all of those positive things into that instead of using the same exact things into the things they want to work on or the things that they want to expand on, you know, because like you said, they have faith in their ideas or they have faith in, you know, certain things, but then when it's the things that is uncomfortable or, you know, is scary because it's new, they don't put that same faith in.
Because they're not in faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're only either in fear or you're in faith. You're living life through your heart. If you're living through the heart of restriction, you're in fear. If you're living through the heart of expansion, you're in faith, mm-hmm. because it has to rise there. See, when you understand this truth that we're talking about today, and I know it's deep, and you understand this truth and you move out of fear into faith, you then set your target on top of the mountain into the light. This light is your light, your mission, why you came to this lifetime, what you're to do for your trip through humanity, what you're here to do, right? It's your light. When you set your target on top of that mountain into the light, the target will create an increase in vital force. This increase in vital force will begin to pull you up the mountain to peace. See, like that dark energy pulls you down, that light energy pulls you up, but you have to get into it. You have to be able to process through it. You have to go through conflict resolution. You have to let go of resentment, let go of regret. You have to move through the resistances, the five resistances of fear. See, the purple zone energies are the energies of faith. If you look at the 500 love energy, what does it create? It creates true freedom. There's no attachments. It's true freedom. It's a state of being. When you have love, there's no attachment. You have freedom. You're free. The 540 joy, what does it bring? True fulfillment. It's true fulfillment. And 600 peace, what does that bring? Completeness. Once you reach there, it's time to go. What's next? It really is. What's the next lifetime? What's the next level? What's the next thing? Because once you're complete, you're complete. But that's a high energy to reach. We all are here to reach that. Now, if you don't understand, and they go, well, Bill, how does everybody reach that? When you die, you let go of that lower energy. When you die, you do not take the ego, your problems, and your worries with you. When you die, you do not take fear with you. So when you die, you are in the expansion energy. You can't be in the restriction energy. When you die, all the stuff you worried about, all the stuff you complained about, all the stuff you've been fighting is gone. And so is that programmed identity and that subjective reality. When you die, you move into peace, and that brings completeness to this lifetime. Whether you finished your assignment or not, you will get completeness. Now, you may have to come back and do that assignment again, which is okay. That's what the journeys are for. That's why you can't judge somebody's journey. You don't know why. You don't know what that soul is here for. But you got to start understanding this so we get out of fear. And I promised one of my clients I was going to do a spiritual episode. That's what I'm doing today. Okay? So you're understanding it though, right? Is it too? So we look at the mountain. The mountain has your light set on it. The light is set in faith. Faith is the purple zone energies. Mm-hmm. Fear is the valley. The mountain enters at 200 courage. Then as you stay in that expansion energy, that expansion heart, you rise up to the light. Is it making sense now?
Yeah. And I think the interesting part for me that I grasp onto when I'm thinking about this is, like you said, when you die, you let go of it. But the point is to enjoy it and let go before you're at that point. To try to release as much as you can the quality of life, just the enjoyment, the experience itself. I've seen from the clinic two very different spectrums of people. People who have clearly have learned this process over time, and they live the hell out of their lives. And you could see it in the way they talk. And there was a lady at the event that we did that just the way that she, her viewpoint on life and things that she's learned was amazing. And then there's other people with exact same place with maybe more money, more status, more everything. So far behind, and people are focused on that, the surface level, the superficial versus what we're actually here to do.
Because we live through our heart. And when you live through a fearful heart, you're going to live and suffer and struggle. It's impossible. You're fear. Mm-hmm. So while fear keeps us trapped in the valley, right, in our own programmed identity, in the restriction heart of the red zone, faith keeps you in motion. climbing your mountain to the completeness in peace. Faith keeps you in conflict resolution and action. It's about taking action, and that's what maintains momentum. So how can we set the target to live in the expansion heart? That's right. We're talking about our heart compass. How can we set our compass towards the light? Well, this is a process that begins with awareness. And the first part of that awareness is the awareness that there is a voice in your head. Aware that to this point in your life, the ego has been in charge. Until you become aware and name the ego and actually create that awareness, the ego has been in charge. If you look closely at your life, does your reality carry the same concerns and problems today that it did last year? Are your goals or wishes the same for 2023 that they were in 2022? Do you feel trapped in your current life situation? Are your relationships becoming routine? Do you play the lottery each week hoping to win to finally change your life? If you're answering yes to any of these questions, the ego has been in charge. Your subjective reality is tied to the ego programmed self, and this sets your behavior in routine. You are living your life through the restriction heart. You're living through fear. Mm-hmm. So the first part is that realization that you have a voice in your head, that you have a programmed identity, that you have an ego. That's the first part. If you want to live in the through the heart, expansion heart, that's the first part. The next part is to reconnect to the heart and discover your purpose. When you know your purpose, this connects your heart in expansion. This begins the process to quiet the mind, find the now, and release the ego. And so that's the second part. You have to discover, you have to reawaken the expansion heart, because the expansion heart has been shut off through the cage mind, through the process of the stages of development. It's cut off. It's the process of being a human being. And then finally, to live in the expansion heart, we must set the target to self-author our lives, connected to living in intention. And this basically is simply living in spirit. Now, to accomplish this, takes courage as you begin to act outside the valley and your programmed identity and make your climb up the mountain toward your light. In the higher goal setting process that we teach, part two, desire, is an essential step. Your heart's compass is the spark of desire. So in Latin, desire is expect from the stars. That's how it translates. Desire is the goal to pursue. And this desire is connected to the heart and purpose. To follow the desire is your higher calling. This is your spark. It's your heart's desire. That's where it comes from. Heart's desire. To follow this is the death of the ego. To ignore this spark is a life of anxiety, worry, and fear. You understand that, David? Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, that was the part that I believe drove me towards that depression state from it. You know, it was the desire of everything that I wanted, all the stuff that I actually feared or actually cared about. It pushed you into a further hole that you didn't realize that you were doing just because you had that just want,
yep,
not knowing why or not knowing who, and letting that voice get a hold of you.
That part one of higher goal setting process is about getting out of mimetic desire. It's getting out of the wants. There's a big different energy between the wants in the head and the desire in the heart. Mm-hmm. And so, and if you look at small children, they will reveal their desire. Like, you might have a small children that picks up a musical instrument, and their desire and their spark is to play that musical instrument one day. Yours was to draw. Think about these little things, like, right? Mine was, I don't quite know what it was, but it was something, right? It was something to motivate something, because I was always motivating somebody, right? But that's, we all have that. We all have it. We just lose it because we get stuck in fear, the cage mind, the comfort zone of culture. So when you set this new path and you follow this simple path I just discussed, you will begin taking charge through the integrity of behavior. See, in the restriction heart, we base decisions on habit. We live in the same routine day in and day out. Good, bad, ugly, doesn't change. We live a routine of conformity, and anything outside that routine, we resist and avoid. We go into conflict, right? And defend and attack. That's what you were saying earlier, yeah. Right? I was defending this and defending that, attacking that. This new path of living in the expansion heart that I'm discussing today, we slow down. We begin to respond to objective reality. We begin to end the need to control, to defend and attack others. We become comfortable, and this is very important, you are not going to take this path of the expansion heart unless you become comfortable with the unknown. This is living what we call in stress mastery, the process. We take our desire and we set it into intention, which is part three of higher goal setting process. We know our target. What is unknown is what route, what path will take us to hit the target. See, in the expansion heart, we set plans, but more important, each day is built in motion. It's all about movement, motion. This must be done with the heart open, as we must be able to execute flexibility, or you will not hit your target. You have to have flex and execute flexibility to maintain momentum and not get pulled back down into the valley. You see, if you don't have flexibility and you hit that boulder and you don't have that energy of neutrality, where's your energy going to go? The heart was open in expansion, boom, it closes in restriction. And you're back in the valley. You understand that? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it hits you harder than you expect it to. And that's where I think a lot of people start to think that life's against them, all this stuff. And in reality, it's that it's coming back. It's that bouncing right back to you. And it's unless, like you said, unless you have that awareness, you just start to blame everything else.
When we talk on in stress mastery, the process is finding the now. It's resetting your life into a higher state of vibration. The process is when you can rest in the heart, relax in the head, and release the flow of energy from whatever's being activated and respond to the objective reality. Those are the four R's that we talk about. And this sets your heart compass, because your heart compass will lead you on your perfect journey, but you will have to become comfortable with the unknown and remain connected in the expansion heart in faith. You have to be able to move in neutrality. See, in faith, change becomes neutral. It's not good. It's not bad. It's neutral because it's changing. There's no ego attachments to resentment. There's no ego attachment to regret. There's no ego attachment to fear. In faith, fear cannot exist. So we talk about this, we talk about the valley and the mountain. When you really are living life through the expansion heart, because you're living your life through your heart, no matter what, you live your life through your heart. When you live in that expansion heart, it's all about moving through all the conflict resolution, the processes, the boulders, as you climb the mountain with one objective, to reach your light. And nobody can tell you what your light is, but your light will be embedded in faith of those purple zone energies. It has nothing to do with religion. Has nothing to do with belief. It has to do with vital force energy. That's what moves the human being. And when you can get to peace, you're in completeness. Mm-hmm. It means you're done. If you're going to stay on earth and hit that, well, you're still done. You're done with your earthly duties. You can leave or stay and teach, but you're not good. What the biggest thing is, you're not tethered to the earthly practices, the heavy physicalness. You're not. That's what enlightenment is. That's where it is. But many enlightened souls don't stick around. I'm out of here. I got to go to the next thing. And then there are those that do. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think for a lot of this is to understand that feeling that you're going through. You know, I think everybody has an idea or understands the feeling, even though they don't understand the behind it. When we talk about vibrations and all that stuff, there's a reason why people will say like, oh, bad vibes, good vibes, things like that. It's such a surface level thing, the way that we talk about it, you know, in like mainstream, because we acknowledge it, but we fail to understand it. You know, when you go deep like this and you start to use it as a tool and use it as a skill, that's when you get to really expand. But everybody's experienced it. We're experiencing it all the time. And there's certain times where you experience it more than others. And people are aware of that, but they're not aware of why. They're not aware of why. Like you said, are your goals exactly the same? Are they this? Are they that? Why do you feel like crap when you're writing your goals? That should be a very enthusiastic thing to do and all that stuff. It's just those moments that people kind of want to turn a blind side to because of that fear, rather than writing their goals down in faith. And I think that's a big thing for you to just have awareness of yourself.
Because when you're right, David, because without awareness, when you're in the restriction heart, the main tool the ego uses is what? Avoidance. Mm-hmm. It's fear. The main fear energy is avoidance. It just is. People think the main fear energy is terror. No, it's avoidance, because you won't do anything. You're trapped. It traps you in your life. It traps you in your subjective reality. You know, and this is, that's its main energy. Its main energy is to make sure you don't do anything, that you avoid the things that make you uncomfortable. Remember, part of that program of the comfort zone is the pain pleasure program. Avoid pain, avoidance. Pain is anything change. Well, you heard me. When you're in expansion heart, change is neutral. It's not good or bad. That's neutrality, right? You're flexible. You're explorative. People look at your energies. Look at those stress master energies. Everything I talked about is in there. It'll show you, you know? So, but when you're in fear and you're uncomfortable in that restriction heart, you'll know. You know why? Because you will avoid doing your goals. You will avoid that conversation that you need to have. You will avoid that thing you were supposed to do. You will avoid what is good for you, and you'll stay in routine and you'll stay in your habit. And who is running your life? The ego's running your life. Because that is living life through the heart of restriction. That restriction heart is tight. That's why we have disease. We talked about it. We had a weird health huddles, which we had great comments. I got great feedback on the health huddles. Why? I talked about where health is a frequency. And we hit a certain frequency in the body to maintain optimal health. Well, what do you think happens when we're living through the restriction heart? The frequency drops. And what happens? The pathogens can evade. The viruses can come in. Bacteria can do. The cells can become cancerous. That's what happens. But who's allowing that to happen? You are. That's going to just be honest with you. It's you. It's not your genetics. It's not your mother. It's not your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend. It's you. That's the first part. I talked about is the awareness that you have an ego and a voice in your head. You have to know that, because if you don't know that, then you're not even listening to this show.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I agree. I think it's a lot of self-reflection stuff. A lot of the stuff that we do talk about is a lot of kind of being honest and taking a look at yourself. But for the most part, I think, you know, reflecting back on certain things, you know, it's easy to go back on happy thoughts or good memories, things like that. But we also remember a lot of those avoidance thoughts, those fear energy. thinking back on that, to have the awareness so you can acknowledge it and kind of push through it, I think it's very important, because for the most part, you'll hear somebody talk about their vacations or their weddings or the birth of their kids and all the great stuff that happens, but they never acknowledge the stuff that stopped them from getting to where they wanted. It was always some other excuse, some always procrastination, some avoidance thing. And I think we do that way too often. And that follows with the, you know, the declaration thing we were talking about yesterday, is that you declare all these great things because you want to acknowledge what good you hope you'll do, versus you got to look at the so-called bad or the avoidance or the fear in order to get to that point. But nobody wants to acknowledge that first.
And I think it's important, because you have to understand, when you're talking, talk, that's your wants. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about the desire energy, we are not talking about wants. We're talking about your heart's desire, your spark. That's something you're going after. It's important to you. So when you set the desire to do a bodybuilding competition, it's in your heart. It's not in your head. And you've had to use the neutrality energy at least, is it 100 times? I know it, because I've done competitions. And if you cannot be flexible, you're not going to reach a competition. We know somebody who got what? 3 or 4 weeks away, couldn't be flexible, quit. After a year of training, quit.
I find myself having to be flexible multiple times a day. I mean, waves of energy, waves of no energy. Coach changes food and I feel like it shouldn't. Changes water, I feel like it shouldn't. And a lot of that just avoidance, because it's real. I'm doing the process and the ego doesn't want me to do the process. So
absolutely.
Allowing myself to be neutral, be flexible, and listen and be the student. Is
well, you see that what happens. Cool. As long as you can keep an expansion heart, you go from courage to neutrality. Now you're neutral. Then you go into willingness. Now you're ready to listen, willing to learn, able to do. And it puts you in surrender. Now you're in acceptance. Then you get up to 400. You're embracing life. That's how it works. That's how it works. And when all those times that are the ego's trying to stop you, you're releasing it. That's why I tell people, if you are in awareness, and you're in desire, you're automatically releasing the old programs. You don't have to count on it. You don't have to concentrate on it. They have to release, because you are going against the programmed identity. You are consciously releasing it. I'm consciously moving up the mountain and unconsciously releasing your old identity. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think, oh, am I releasing the program? No, you're releasing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission. Simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.